the silent vacuum of space, where time stretches and light journeys for eons, our universe unfolds in breathtaking complexity. Galaxies drift like islands in an endless sea, each home to billions of stars. Some long dead, their light only now reaching us. From the explosive birth of stars and nebulae, to the mysterious pull of black holes, space remains both a frontier of discovery and a mirror of our deepest questions. It is here, in the cold expanse beyond our planet, that we glimpse at the past and dare to imagine the future. Deep in the emerald heart of the jungle, where vines twist like nature's tightropes and sunlight dabbles the forest floor, a mischievous troupe of monkeys takes center stage. They leap, chatter, and swing with acrobatic ease. Tiny comedians in a lush green theater, with curious eyes and endless energy, they forage, frolic, and occasionally pull off a heist involving an unattended banana. In this vibrant world of rustling leaves and monkey mischief, every day is a jungle-sized adventure. Every day we scroll past hundreds of faces, dances, trends, opinions. Instant dopamine. But what stays with us? When you stop swiping, look beyond the screen. What is it doing to our brains, our identity, our time? And can we live without it? Above the hum of the city traffic, and beneath the steel canopy of skylines, a quiet revolution is taking root. Urban farming. Once a novelty, it's transforming rooftops, balconies, and vacant lots into thriving pockets of green. From hydroponic towers and high-rise apartments to community gardens nestled between warehouses, city dwellers are reclaiming space to grow their own food. It's not just about kale and cucumbers. It's a movement redefining sustainability, reconnecting neighbors, and reminding us that even in the concrete jungle, life finds a way to grow. We thought it was convenient, light, strong, cheap. But what started as innovation has become a curse for ocean life. Each year we dump 11 million tons of plastic into the sea. And that plastic, it doesn't disappear. It just changes shape. Landfills, rivers as conveyor belts of waste, children playing in polluted water. This documentary takes you from the dump to the sea, searching for answers. Can we still clean up what we've done?